Okay, we will now convene the August 8, 2017 special magistrate proceedings for the City of Daytona Beach. At the outset, I have reviewed, approved, and executed the minutes of July 11, 2017. I have reviewed, approved, and executed the minutes of our special meeting on July 24, 2017. Do we have any announcements before we proceed with this morning's cases?
No, sir, Mr. Pekelja, just that staff is asking if we could take all of the cases that are not GEA cases first, because there's only a couple, and the rest of them are all GEA.
All right, and I see that case number 28 is in compliance?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all those representatives for the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying at this morning's proceedings. Please step forward and be sworn.
Solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Case number one, Firma Family Land Trust. Is there anyone here for the respondent? If not, what say the city?
Good morning, Mr. Pekelja. Anthony Jackson, attorney for the City of Daytona Beach. This case is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy reports that they're making satisfactory progress and they'd like to amend to the next cutoff. Mm-hmm. And I tend to Mr. McCoy if you have any factual questions about what's happening.
All right, then based upon the city's presentation, I will amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until September 6, 2017 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for imposition of a fine up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, we're going to now skip to case 25, Central Florida Community and Economic Development, LLC. Is there anyone here for the respondent?
Yes, sir. I think Mr. Officer Dunmer went to get him. Oh, no? He was just here.
Well, let's skip 25 and go to 26. Anthony M. Taco.
He's not here. I don't know where he went.
On number 25?
Right.
You were expecting him here?
Wasn't he just here?
He was here for...
Oh, that was the one with Gerald Chester?
Yeah. Yes.
He was here for 25.
Oh, okay.
He's number 26. Come on up, Mr. Taco.
Hey, good morning.
Can you state your name for the record, please?
Anthony Togo.
You raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Togo, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
All right, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance. Mr. City Attorney, how long do we expect it will take for the respondent to come into compliance?
Ms. Pekelja, the inspector in this case is Juan Davis. She indicates that he's making progress and he should be in compliance by next cutoff.
Next cutoff is September 6, 2017. Think you'll have it done by then, Mr. Taco?
Yeah. Yes, I'm trying to. My problem with the whole thing, with the one thing, is the window. It's $275. I got a price for to fix it. I am in Chapter 13 with the house, but I'm ready to come out of it. It's just getting the money to fix that window. As far as all the other things I can fix, I bought mortar cement to fix the wall using the original bricks. I can move the car past the fence inside the property line so it's not exposed. And I did mow all the grass, and everything else can be complied. I'm just worried about the window.
Okay.
It's $275, yeah, and I've cut everything I can cut. It's just it's been a bad few years for me.
Okay, do you occupy this house?
Yes.
Okay, the broken windows, are they broken and in place, or are they broken out?
It says somebody used a mallet and broke. These are old, it's a bay window, old type, with mole bars, I believe, that's out of code now. So I need single pane glasses, and it says somebody hit the bar and just shattered those old glasses, the old windows. It's just it was hard finding somebody to do that because they don't want. I'm on beachside and there's a whole code thing for everything, I guess. It's just getting to 275. Everything else I can handle. That's the only thing I'm worried about. But I will try as much as I can.
Are the windows cracked and in place, or are they just missing, gone altogether?
They're cracked.
Cracked and in place.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Everything else I can handle on my own.
Okay. With regard to the exception of the broken windows, I'm ordering the respondent to come into compliance by September 6, 2017, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. With regard to the broken windows, I'm ordering the respondent to come into compliance by October 4, 2017, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, I'm giving you an extra 30 days to figure out the windows.
Okay.
Okay. You've got two compliance dates. Don't run afoul of either one of them.
I don't plan.
By September 6th, you got to have everything but the broken windows done, and they'll inspect, and they'll satisfy, and you call for an inspection.
I call, okay.
Okay. By October 4, the windows have to be repaired. You call for an inspection. They get inspected.
That's doable. Thank you.
Very good. Good luck to you.
All right, thanks.
Yes. Okay, do we have Central Florida Community and Economic Development representative here?
Ms. Vakelch, we're announcing compliance on that case.
Pardon?
I said we're announcing compliance. And you have a compliance date for?
24. That's when you obtain the permits and issue.
Okay, 724?
Yes.
Okay.
So case 25 is in compliance?
Yes, case 25 is in compliance.
We just did case number 26. Case number 27, Carolyn Rickeny. Is there anyone here for the respondent? All right, what say the city?
Mr. Kelly, this property is still in non-compliance. The inspector is Juan Davis. She is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. She announced that the property remains in non-compliance, and she's asking for next cutoff for the property to come into compliance.
All right, noting the absence of the respondent, and having heard the city's presentation, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. In order the respondent to come into compliance by September 6, 2017, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 28 is in compliance. So let's return now to case number 2, GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated.
Mrs. Vakelja, we...
yes,
sir. Sure. Mr. Vakelja, the... we've checked the hall, so we don't see anyone representing the case, Mr. Osborne, nor Mr. Aberman.
No, I was trying to call the lawyer, I think.
Okay. We have been in communication with them. It was anticipated that Mr. Osborne would be here this morning. So we don't really know the answer to why he is not here. So the inspector is trying to make contact.
All right, well, what's the city's pleasure?
Well, for the nature of how we intend on proceeding, we believe that we will be announcing compliance for the most part on what we were anticipating for today, so would feel better having contact with the council if indeed he has some reason for delay.
Take a minute. Give him a call if you want.
I just called him. He thought that he was on the schedule for the 10th, which is Thursday. He's in Daytona, but he's not prepared to come here. He said he can. He thought he was up for the 10th. So do you want me to call him back?
We can proceed in his absence.
Or he said he just got it in Daytona limits, so.
I mean, based on his conversations with you, I don't know if he's going to object to that, but we can proceed in his absence.
Can we take a break and call him back real quick?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't want to have to redo anything. Kenzie, why are you here?
Huh?
Why are you here?
I figured I had to be here, not making it last month.
You're not on the agenda.
Last hearing. Did you get a notice? No, but the notice was that they were trying to fine me $100 a day for not. So you didn't get a notice to be at this hearing now? No. Okay.
Come on up here. We've got a few minutes to kill. Thank you.
Do we know?
We're off the record. Okay, what did you get notice that you...
Okay.
Since this entire agenda is out of order, I will call this our miscellaneous business, and I want the record to reflect that Mr. Kinsey Whaley came in, and apparently he has learned now that he's been fined, and he came here to give us a progress report to let us know that he's in the process of obtaining a contractor, a permit, and getting the work done.
I've already given a deposit, everything. We've got a contract on it.
Okay, well, I don't have your case in front of us, so I don't know whether you were just required to get a permit or to have the job done. But in any event, whenever you get it completed, come down here and ask for a motion for reconsideration.
Okay.
And then this record will reflect that we had this conversation today, and we'll consider this a progress report.
And that'll be 2 months from now?
We'll let you know. It depends on when you're in compliance.
Okay.
You need to contact your code inspector.
Yeah, and there's your code inspector over there, and you have to contact him for an inspection once the work's done. And it wouldn't hurt to give him a call now and then just to let him know what's going on along the way.
Okay.
All right, good luck to you.
All right. I'll get...
I guess we're back off the record again?
No, we're still... Oh, well, I think they just finally went off.
No, they went off, but then it came on.
So what's the word on Mr. Osborne?
Mr. Bukelja, the inspector, Juan Davis, spoke with Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne sit according to her, and he said you need to talk to him by phone or have him appear by phone, he'll do that. But he has no objection to us proceeding in his absence based on the conversations.
He has no what now?
Objection to us proceeding in his absence.
Who do you say that to? Come on up here and let me hear you say that.
Mr. Osborne and I were on the phone this morning twice, and he's in agreement with what I'm going to be suggesting as the compliance dates for several of the cases throughout the agenda.
Okay. Several of the cases, that means a number of them are still contested?
Most of them still need some work done, minor work that does not require permits. So some of my staff suggestions will be next cutoff. Some will require permits, so a little bit more time.
In any event, Mr. Osborne knows we're here. We're ready to proceed.
Yes, he is.
And he's consented to us going forward. And what I'm hearing you say is you and he apparently have some sort of an understanding. I don't want to overstate it, but
that's
some
correct.
Sort of an understanding as to what you're going to be presenting here.
That's correct.
As far as his client is concerned.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go. Case number 2, GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated, 316 Butler Boulevard.
Can you do them individual?
And for the record, the respondent is not present, but we have been in touch with his attorney, and our inspector has relayed to us the nature of the conversation. That having been said,
which one are we talking about?
We're all here and ready to proceed.
Okay, Ms. Bukelja, as... As you're aware, and I remind you on what we're here for today is on this case is imposition of a fine if the property is not in compliance with your order. And am I looking at the wrong one?
No, a typo.
Okay. and determination of a compliance date.
Mm-hmm.
And so for this case, And all of these GEA cases, the inspector is Juan Davis. And as Ms. Davis has indicated, she's had prior conversations with the attorney, Mr. Osborne, on what her intended recommendations are. So I will turn over to Ms. Davis so she can relay her recommendations.
You're going to do the fine? This one is vacant and still advertised.
Okay. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Okay. So on case number 2316 Butler, it has remained vacant. The advertised.
Was 316 Butler before us last month?
Yes. It was in the group of the nine that were supposed to remain vacant and unadvertised until they finished their rental process.
Mr. McCullough, what we did last month is...
Than the month before.
Right.
Gotcha. All right. I'm with you now.
So it is something it is a matter that we intend on addressing this morning with you, but we'll go ahead and deal with first the response of how they've and whether they've complied with the primary point that was established for them to do, which was to apply
and remain vacant.
Yeah, was to apply for their rental licenses.
So if you could speak, and they did. The nine properties, which were case number 2, 4, you want them individually?
Just start this one.
Okay. Case number two, 316 Butler has applied for their rental application and waiting for inspection.
Okay. Yeah. Time out. Just a second. Let's slow down here. Bear with me. As I recall, a couple months ago, we had staggered these cases.
Yes.
So the nine that you're referring to were the nine that we gave him so much time to apply for a residential rental license.
That's correct.
And then there was another group that followed by about 30 days.
That were supposed to be inspected. They had already been applied for.
No. All right.
Mr. Bekelja, this first set is the...
Okay,
they were
now
required.
We're talking in terms of set.
Well, I'm sorry. This first
case. Are we dealing with these individually or as a group?
I think you should.
If it's going to be a group, let me know.
Previously, they were grouped.
All right.
You had 14 that
were grouped.
You had 14 properties that we did. We grouped nine together that
right.
were vacant.
Where are the nine on this agenda for my benefit?
2 through 10.
2 through 10. Okay. So if I read the order for 316 Butler Boulevard, that order is going to be the same in cases 2 through 10.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Let's look at the order. Must comply for residential must apply residential rental license by August 2.
Right.
Or return to a subsequent hearing for consideration. And the determination of a compliance date is continued to the August 8 meeting. Further order, the property shall remain vacant, not be occupied, rented, or advertised for rent until compliance is achieved. Okay. Now, bear with me for one or two of these. So for case number 2, did the respondent apply for the residential license by August 2?
Yes.
Okay. And so now they're here for one more question. Has the property remained vacant, unoccupied, and not rented or advertised for rent?
It's remained vacant and unoccupied, but it is advertised.
It is advertised.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's it. The sign in the window.
All right. Now, that having been said, go forward with what you were wanting to tell me with regard to case 2.
That's what I was going to tell you for case 2.
Okay. Well, do you have a proposed compliance date in mind? It says must apply.
Next cutoff, September 6th for the next cutoff. They have applied for the application, and we're going to schedule the inspections before the next cutoff for all nine.
Okay, this order says, and the determination of a compliance date is continued to the August 8 special magistrate meeting. So I thought we were going to be determining a compliance date, assuming he had applied for his permit as ordered.
He did apply for the permit. We have not inspected these nine.
Okay, if I might ask, why not?
He applied the last day before the order for
deadline.
August, the deadline. So they have to be reviewed by another department for zoning and additional paperwork before we can set them up for inspection. So it's in that process now. And we've discussed doing all nine in one day here in the near future before the next cutoff.
Okay, so what is it you're proposing that we do?
That we give him to the next cutoff, September 6th, to schedule all the inspections, so then I can give you a compliance date on that set individually.
Ms. Vukelge, if I can just reflect and remind you from the initial proceedings, what we had realized was that once we would not know how much time it would take until we completed the inspections and saw what the violations were. So
anticipated that.
Yes.
That's why I told Mr. Osborne to get out ahead of it when we were at that meeting.
Understand.
And now,
okay. So in any event, I guess he's within his rights to make his application at the last possible minute. That having been said, now what I guess I'm hearing is the additional 30 days for this inspection for the convenience of GEAC Site Investments, or is this for the convenience of the city? And convenience may not be a good word. Who is it who needs that 30 days?
Both parties are going to need those additional days.
Both parties,
because we are correcting the other 14 that we originally started and have inspected. He's working on those. Simultaneously, we need time to inspect the 9 that he just turned in.
Now, not to be precipitous, are you going to tell me the circumstances that we just discussed are the same for cases 2 through 10?
Yes, sir.
And in cases 2 through 10, has he continued? All right, let me just ask this, and if you need me to stop and go one by one, I'll do it. In cases 2 through 10, have the properties remained vacant?
No, we need to go one by one.
Okay, very good. All right, so case number 2, has this property remained vacant?
Yes.
Okay, unoccupied?
Yes.
Not rented?
Not rented.
Advertised?
Yes. And as you can tell by the picture, there's a for rent sign in the front and one on the actual window.
Okay, I hate to sound so obtuse here. Putting a for rent sign in the front yard and one in the window, is that considered advertising?
Yes, sir.
Because for some reason I was more impressed by the fact that there were websites or internet something or others, advertisements flying around that I guess I didn't take into consideration the low-level advertising. Okay. How long does it take to get an order into the respondent's hands?
3 days.
So 5 days is enough? Okay. All right. Case number 2, 316 Butler Boulevard. Okay, so what you're proposing is till the next cutoff to do the inspections and in the next meeting to set a compliance date?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then I'm going to order that the respondent make this property available for inspection on or before September 6, 2017. I'm going to order that we will continue the determination of a compliance date until our next meeting on September 12, 2017. And I'm going to order that the respondent remove any and all vestiges of advertisements for rent within 5 days or be returned within 5 days. Failing his making the property available for inspection by September 6th, failing his removal of all advertisements within 5 days, he's to be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Does that cover everything?
Yes, sir. Oh, Mr. Osborne is here.
Mr. Osborne, come on up.
Apologize, sir.
No problem. I'm going to summarize for you what's happened. Apparently, the city and you have discussed inspections being completed by September 6, 2017, and that at our meeting on September 12, 2017, we'll establish a compliance date.
That's for those nine that we did.
Is that for the GFIs, just for the ones that need?
This is for the nine ones that you turned in.
This is for case number two.
316 Butler Boulevard.
My order specified that this property was not to be rented or advertised until compliance is achieved. They've already shown me photographs of it being advertised. I've ordered your client to remove any and all vestiges of advertisement in any form, any fashion, any medium, anywhere, any place within 5 days. Failing that, I'll fine him the sum of $1,000 per day for each day thereafter until he's in compliance.
Yes, Your Honor.
So with regard to this case, and we're going to work through these individually, the two milestones you need to be aware of is the inspection has to happen by September 6th or he runs the risk of a fine. The advertisements need to be removed within 5 days of today's date or he may be subjected to fines. And then we have the meeting on September 12, 2017.
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you.
Okay. Case number three. GEAC Site Investments,
you're going to explain it,
509 and 511 Harvey Avenue.
The property is actually occupied. Originally, when we did our initial inspection from the street, it appeared that the properties were vacant. From some additional investigation by myself and or citizens in the community, I have since gone back and checked water records and found out that case number 3509511 Harvey has been occupied this complete time.
And just for clarification, what she's saying is that when she announced that they weren't occupied initially, she's not since has found that they were actually occupied. So we realize that your order intent was to ensure that the properties that weren't occupied were not being advertised or reoccupied, but what she's announcing is that she realized that that property actually was occupied at the time of the original case. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So, point of clarification, sir.
So, since it is now occupied, I need to inspect it.
Excuse me, now occupied?
I mean, since
been
now that...
throughout.
Correct. And the application has been applied for, it needs to be inspected.
Who told us it was unoccupied?
Who told who it was unoccupied?
Was the determination that the property was unoccupied one
by
of your
the
own,
advertisement from the street?
Or did GEA advise tell you it was unoccupied?
It was by my investigation and photo and advertisement from the street.
Now, Mr. Kelger would know that was without objection, but I realize as well that Mr. Aberman wasn't here and whether Mr. Osborne. There was no one saying that they indeed were occupied, but a subsequent inspection made that determination, and in good faith, we just want to make sure that we properly inform you on that information.
Okay, let's back up. Did respondent apply for the residential rental license by August 2?
Yes.
You're needing the additional time for the inspection?
Correct.
You're wanting a compliance date on September 12, 2017?
Yes.
And apparently we have some confusion when we entered the order as to whether or not it was occupied.
That's correct. It's currently advertised, so the sign needs to be removed.
Okay.
You want to say that too?
I was about to ask Mr. Osborne. Did you want to be heard on this matter?
Yes, Your Honor. Just have my group.
What are you thinking on this property, Your Honor?
I am contemplating ordering that the property be inspected by September 6th or your client be fined.
That would be fine. That wouldn't be hard to do that with the other inspections.
We will meet and determine a compliance date. Apparently, we have some confusion regarding it having been occupied all along, so I don't know that there's much that I can do about that unless it becomes unoccupied. So I'm probably going to state that if it becomes unoccupied, it will not be rented or advertised again until compliance is achieved.
Okay. You want to tell me?
Sounds to me like that's about, that covers everything.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. I will order the respondent to have the property available for inspection before September 6, 2017. We will reschedule the determination of the compliance date for September 12, 2017. Notwithstanding our previous order, apparently the property was occupied. However, should the property become unoccupied before compliance is achieved, then upon being unoccupied, it will not be rented or advertised for rent until compliance is achieved. Does that cover everything?
Yes, sir.
Failing the property being made available for inspection on September 6th, 2017, or the caveat I just specified regarding the property, the current tenant vacating and then it becoming reoccupied, the respondent will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Now, did I cover everything?
Yes, sir. Now, if I may, Mr. Vakelja, there are five other properties that are in the same circumstance where they were announced that they were unoccupied, but further investigation based on in response to citizen concerns and just further investigation by an inspector, it was determined that they were actually occupied when we made those announcements. And I don't know if you want to handle those as they come or if you just want to handle them as a group with the same order, but Davis is prepared to announce those.
We have cases 4 through 10 that I was told were in the same boat, so to speak.
Correct.
And now I guess what you're telling me is some of the cases 4 through 10, it turns out, were in fact occupied.
That's correct. Out of the original 9, there are 3 that are unoccupied, which would take the same order.
Which ones are they?
They're case number 2, case number 4, and case number 10. They're all currently vacant, unoccupied, but are still being advertised. So they would require the same order that you just placed for case number 2.
Mr. Kessler, if I can approach, this is just basically an outline from Ms. Davis, what she's explaining.
So the order that you just gave for case number 2 would apply to case number 4 and case number 10.
Are you in agreement, counsel?
So what are we saying?
Well, let me repeat what I said for case number 2 for your benefit.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I'm told the residential rental license application has been filed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm told that the parties need additional time to conduct the inspection. That inspection ought to be concluded by September 6, 2017. That would enable us to put these matters on the September 12, 2017 docket to establish a compliance date. And with regard to case number 2, which was unoccupied, I've now found that they are in fact still being advertised, notwithstanding the portion of my order saying that they were not to be advertised. So as to those cases, I was giving the respondent 5 days to remove any and all advertisements anywhere, in the dirt, in the cloud, wherever they may be. Any and all advertisements within 5 days. Failing the respondent, making the property available for inspection, as specified. Failing the respondent to remove all advertising for these properties within 5 days, the respondent would be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. You understand that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you want to be heard any further on it?
We are fine with that.
All right. Well, then that's the order I'm entering.
Yes, sir.
Now, Madam Secretary, are you keeping up with this?
Yes, sir.
My hands are full.
I got it.
Okay. All right. So case number 4 is done. Case number 10 is done. Now, as I understand, case 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, it turns out they are occupied, notwithstanding our previous thought.
That's correct.
And what is the city proposing?
The rental applications have been applied for, and we're asking for the next cutoff of September 6th to do the initial inspection so we can come back to give you a compliance date.
All right. What say the respondent to that?
We have no problem with that, Your Honor.
Okay. The only caveat I'm going to add again is, not knowing is, should one of these properties become unoccupied, they're to remain vacant and they're not to be advertised until they're brought into compliance.
So, Your Honor, advertisement will be proper when we actually receive the licenses?
Advertising will be proper when you're in compliance.
Yes, Your Honor.
You may have a lot of work to do. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much work is going to be required at each of these properties.
I understand what you're saying, so, but as soon as the properties are in compliance.
Once they're in compliance, then you'll be allowed to do whatever you want.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay. Then with regard to cases 5.
Your Honor, would we need, would that be something where we could get and maybe like even an affidavit of compliance from the city so we can, you know.
So you get when you call for your final inspection. And they say that you're in compliance.
Well, and I get that. We've actually received one of the licenses yet, but would we actually have to wait for the license, or would Ms. Davis be able to tell us, hey, you're in compliance, the license hasn't been issued? I'm just concerned because, you know, my client is a business owner, and we do want to, the way he generates money is by advertising these properties. So I just want to know when we will be able to advertise and without being in non-compliance.
Well, the city attorney can correct me if I'm wrong, but when there is a notice of compliance put in this file, at that point in time, I believe you're free of whatever restrictions there may be.
Thank you for clarifying that.
But again, the city attorney would be the person to answer that. And of course, that notice of compliance isn't going to be put in there until the work is done, the respondent has called for an inspection, the inspection's taken place, and everything's passed.
Thank you for clarifying that.
So the point being, until that notice of compliance is in this file, these properties aren't going to be advertised.
That's fine, Your Honor.
Okay, so now I'm attempting to address cases 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And the only difference being these properties are occupied, contrary to what we thought previously.
That's correct.
Other than that, they've made their application for their rental license.
Yes.
You've had conversations with the respondent regarding the time in which to get the inspections completed.
Yes.
You've had conversations with the respondent regarding putting this on the next agenda for the determination of a compliance date.
That's correct.
And the parties are in agreement. Both the respondent and the city are satisfied with that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Did you want to be heard on these cases before I made a ruling on these cases?
This is it.
No, Your Honor. We are fine with what the city proposes.
All right, with regard to case 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, I'm going to order that the respondent make the properties available for inspection on or before September 6, 2017. I'm going to order that they be put on the September 12, 2017 special magistrate agenda for a determination of a compliance date. These properties were originally thought to be unoccupied. We now find out that they are occupied. Should they become unoccupied, should the current tenants vacate these properties, before compliance is achieved, these properties are not to be rented or advertised in any fashion whatsoever until they are in compliance. Failing to make the properties available for inspection by September 6, 2017, failing to comply with the requirement that they not be advertised if they are vacated, the respondent will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay. That brings us up to case number 11. We're now at 318 Butler Boulevard.
That should be already. You should have a guy coming through.
Okay.
But then those ones.
ones are the ones that are going to take. Those are the
these
ones
two.
That yeah, are going to take.
That's one time. I'm just going to ask that you apply for the permit by September 6th. Just get it downstairs and apply for it, and then we'll work on that.
Okay. But what about let's for the permits, because we don't there's a ton of permits we have to apply for
for these three. Mm-hmm.
Can we do the next cutoff for the application?
For the October.
Yeah.
You know what the October cutoff date is?
Mm-hmm. October 4th.
Okay.
Yeah, we're fine.
So you're gonna do this as a set, and then you're gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are easy. These mm-hmm. we have some guy going through right now, and we're gonna get the inspection somewhere.
Because I think he made reference here, so you want to.
Okay, so. We, on the next couple of cases, I guess case number 11 through 24, there are actually two sets in that group as well. These are the original 14 that did apply for their rental license that I've actually done inspections on.
Okay, what are our
two different sets? Case number 16, case number 17, and case number 18 have been inspected. The applications have been received. They're going to require additional building permits, re-roof permits, some windows, things that are going to require more than the next cutoff. So I'm requesting, or staff is requesting, that they at least apply for the building permit by the September 6th cutoff date. You're going to apply for the applications by September.
The permits?
The permits.
Can
you want October?
Yes, for the permits. Okay.
You want it?
Yeah. We're asking for October 4th, 2017 to apply for the three permits. The other section, we have somebody, we won't even go into the other section. We'll do with the three. We're asking for October 4th, 2017. We've had some experience with the first one applying for permits. It is pretty arduous. We just asked for a little time applying for the permits and getting into compliance.
Okay, well, these three are one set. What's the difference between this and the other set that you alluded to?
The second set are minor repairs that do not require permits, simple switching out GFIs and upgrading smoke detectors. So those things are already in place. He's already done some of the properties. We're just waiting for all of them to be done so we can kind of do the inspections in one day.
And what are we looking for a compliance date then?
September 6th on that set. So that would leave us three outstanding till October for him to apply for the building permits.
All right. Well, I'll come back to these three.
Okay.
So what you're telling me is case 12, 13, 14, 15, 19, 20, 21.
No, sir. Case 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 19, 21, 22, 23, and 24.
Mr. Calder, they will be identified as that last set of cases on that outline that I provided you, numbered 4 through 13.
Actually, there's 4. There's a typo.
It's not 4.
All right, so for case numbers 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 19, 21, 22, 23, and 24, application's been made, inspections have been conducted, and the parties are in agreement these properties ought to be in compliance by the next cutoff. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Then I'm going to order that with regard to cases 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 19, 21, 22, 23, and 24, that the respondent be in compliance by September 6, 2017, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right. So that brings us back to our other three cases and case 20?
That's correct. It should be 4. There's a typo on the page that I gave you.
Okay.
Those 4 are the ones that are going to require additional building permits to come into compliance.
So for cases 16, 17, 18, and 20. Does 20 fall into that category?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, we've got our applications for the rental license.
Yes, sir.
We've done our inspections.
Yes, sir.
But these are the more complicated properties?
That is correct.
And that's the reason why additional time is being requested?
Yes, sir.
And what is the additional time that's being requested for?
We're asking that they apply for the building permits by October the 4th.
Do we have a compliance date in mind?
No, that I can't. You don't have to speak
right now. Occupied before.
They're all occupied.
They all are occupied.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Vakelja, there's just a couple of points that I think you should be aware of. On those four cases, all four of those properties are occupied properties. However, the inspector is reporting that there are no life safety issues, but I do want you to be aware that those four properties are all occupied properties.
Hang on one second. And just for the record, and I want to be clear, I've confirmed, but I want some confirmation. Cases 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 19, 21, 22, and 23, and 24 did not have any restrictions regarding advertisements for rent.
No, sir.
All right. Okay. All right. So that brings us back to 16, 17, and 18, and 20. Why does it take 2 months to apply for a permit?
Your Honor, I'm just trying to give my client enough time to not be in non-compliance with anything. We have to schedule 13 more inspections. We have 9 houses we have to get into compliance. We're just asking time. We just want to have enough time to get this done. We have come into compliance on everything you've requested. We've applied for every license. We've been trying to work with the city. We just are asking until the October 4th cutoff, because the September cutoff, that's not even given us a month yet. We won't even have 30 days to apply for all the licenses, and we would just appreciate the October 4th cutoff, Your Honor.
All right, what say the city to the application, to the October 4th cutoff for the applications for permits?
Mr. Vakelja, we will acknowledge that they've been working and doing the things that have been requested. But at the same time, we also understand that these properties are occupied properties and these properties are occupied properties and the necessity for getting the violations remedied and continuing the rental of those properties is of great importance. So our preference, quite honestly, would be for them to apply for the permits in September and have them obtained by October. That would be the preference of the city. We understand this request and we understand why he's making it, but the preference of the city would be that he apply by September and comply by and have it obtained by October.
But you have no objection to his applying by October?
We have an objection. Okay. Position of the city would be yes. We're objecting to his application for the October date, but we understand the request, so we'll leave it up to you.
You object, but you understand. What does that mean?
Okay, well, let me back away from that.
The disclaimers here and just speak plainly.
Sure. The city.
Now, in all fairness to the respondent, has he made a significant and substantial effort to come into compliance on all these cases?
Yes.
Okay. So a respondent who does that usually gets a little leniency from this special magistrate. Are you telling me he's done that?
Yes, sir, we are.
I know the guy's a hot potato, but let's get down to brass tacks here.
Yes, sir, he has done those things.
Nobody wants to hear about any leniency for GEAC side investments, but if the fact of the matter is his cooperation with you has facilitated you being able to get these properties in compliance and made your jobs a little easier, then I'll listen to his request. Has he done that for you?
Yes, he has, and to be perfectly honest, the reason I'm objecting to the October date is because he tends to wait to the last minute, and that's going to push it back to November. By the time they review, we're going into the beginning of the year, so I would like for him to apply for them at least so we can start reviewing them by September 6th.
And all he's being asked to do is submit an application.
That is correct. Start the process with the permit.
Does that include the payment?
No, it includes just the review. We need the permit with the specifications that you're applying for the permits.
I remove my objection. If that's all it requires, then the September cutoff is fine. I'll remove my objection.
Very good. I guess we're all learning something here today.
But Your Honor, is that just for the application?
Application
that's
for
just
the permit.
For applications for 16, 17, 18, and 20. The payment is not required until you pick up the permit and it's been approved through the P&L department.
Thank you, Your Honor. We remove our objection.
Very good. All right. Then with regard to cases 16, 17, 18, and 20, I will order the respondent to have submitted by September 6, 2017, all applications for permit required for whatever work may be called for to bring these properties into compliance. Failing that, the respondent will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. And each of those cases will be put on the September 12, 2017 agenda, where at that point we will discuss a compliance date.
That's correct.
All right. Now, are we all on the same page?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you, Your Honor.
We do the agenda next time.
Mr. Osborne, before you take off, is there anyone else that wanted to be heard on GEAC Side Investments Incorporated? Welcome to come on up.
Your Honor, I'm case number 17. I'd like to know where I'm supposed to go during.
You need to state your name.
I'm sorry. Iris Oswald, 311 North Hollywood Avenue, Daytona Beach.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. I would like to present these to you if I have permission.
Sure.
Do you have an extra? Can I keep those for the record?
Sure, I've handed them out to Ms. Davis, everyone else.
I have them set here. You want me to get them to you?
Yeah, I'll need them for the...
When they came to my home to do the inspection, I was taking them to the basement to show the wiring. Everything's exposed. The ductwork on the air conditioning's hanging on the ground. It's destroyed. There's no way the air conditioning can work properly. When we opened the door, it was flooded. I've had no hot water since. I have no air conditioning. Mrs. Davis told me that he does not have to provide screens on the windows if he provides air conditioning. I have neither. I have a home that has 28 windows. I have four that open. This is not acceptable. This is totally unfair. Also, it's like he's been renting houses left and right. She needs to check the electric bill, not the water bill, because Mr. Aberman, he has the water bills put in his name because there's one meter for every property. We have to do a deposit. So it's the electric bills that she should be checking. Also, there's a freestanding building on the property that has two units. He rented that bottom unit after the first time you told him not to advertise. I sent them photos of the man moving in. They came by and said he had permission to rent that. How is that possible if he has no license?
Are you taking these questions up with the building department?
Oh, I've asked. It does no good. It's like I'm sitting here living like this. I've paid. Okay, it's my fault. I'm the stupid one because I paid up front. I paid this to a management company, and then I find out that it's just a name he made up, Daytona Property Management. It's not an LLC. So I don't know what to do. Where I think I should be reimbursed my money, I've talked to him, I've asked for my money's back. No one's offered to put me up, but it's okay for me to live like this. All of my furniture is being ruined, my clothes are ruined, my shoes, everything that I possess is being ruined in this house. This house has, like, I've told you, there's termites, the windows are open, there's a vacant house next door to me with a pool filled with water. Mosquitoes, those are the mosquitoes biting me. Nothing's been done. I don't know what's so special about this man. I don't know why he's allowed to do this for years.
Well, all I can tell you, he's been brought to my attention the last couple months.
So and all, he
I
continues,
all I can answer for is the last couple months.
Yeah, and he's just continuing doing business as usual.
Well, I don't know about that. It sounds as though whether he likes it or not, he's being compelled to do the things the city's requiring him to do. So I can only assume that you either have a little bit of faith that the city's actually going to come to your rescue, or you file suit against Mr. Aberman. But that's not my role to mm-hmm. give you advice in that regard. Those are the alternatives. In any event, I would like to think that, you know, now that these matters, regardless of however long it took them to get here, and those are beyond my purview, they're in front of us now and they're being dealt with.
Okay, thanks.
And from appearances, I'm not the inspector in the field, I get the impression that GEAC Site Investments Incorporated is trying to get its act together again. I don't know if that's any consolation to you, but hopefully before these hearings are done, whatever about your property is in noncompliance will be brought into compliance, and I'm sure you'll be there to point everything out to the inspector that you don't think passes muster.
This has been going on since I moved in. It's going to drag out until the lease is over, I'm sure, but thank you for your time.
Yes, ma'am.
Amy Pyle.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Just a suggestion that when Ms. Davis inspected properties and put them on a list that it said unoccupied, that GEAC Site Investments, Mr. Osborne and Mr. Aberman, knew which ones were occupied on that list and did not come forward and said, oh, excuse me, numbers 9, 14, 11, and 12 are actually occupied. It took Ms. Davis a second inspection to determine that they were occupied. And I would think that that's a misrepresentation on their part of the facts, and that should kick back those particular cases into the first group. Just, you know, I mean, I don't know if anyone thought of this, but I mean, the leniency is a problem because they're acting now like they're scrambling, but it's been years and years, maybe even a decade or two. I don't know how long this guy's been doing it. But the leniency factor, they need to hire enough people to do this work this month, in my opinion. And I'm sure you guys feel the same way. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Kristen Spann. I live at 1455 North Grandview Avenue, Daytona Beach.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Since I've been coming to these special magistrate hearings, you've always allowed people to come up and speak prior to giving your determination. That didn't happen today, and I'm curious why.
Don't know. First off, I've heard y'all speak before, for starters. You're welcome to speak now. If you say something that might compel me, which is why I told Mr. Osborne to stick around, to revisit one of these orders I've entered, then I might consider that.
Okay. Well, one thing that's been brought to your attention.
One thing I'd like to point out to you and the others is that our objective here is to bring these properties into compliance. We can't award damages against GEAC Site Investments. We can't enter injunctions against them. We can't order them to compensate you for your whatever you've been subjected to or your property being destroyed. We can't do that. What we can do is force him to come into compliance And from what I've seen so far, we haven't given him much wiggle room in that process. I know nothing we do here will be fast enough for the, quote, victims, unquote. And I have to be careful here because I can't make it sound like I'm prejudging anything. I know nothing we do will be fast enough. But at the same time, I'm not only mindful of your plight, I'm also mindful of his rights. And I'm trying to do what I can to make sure that whatever we do here, number one, gets these properties into compliance as soon as possible for y'all's convenience, and at the same time doesn't violate, and I know you don't want to hear it, Mr. Aberman's rights, because I don't want a court somewhere undoing whatever it is we're trying to accomplish here.
Of course, I completely agree, and I understand everyone has rights. I think the only person who's possibly requested any kind of immediate action was Iris Oswald, and I think that's probably because of the dire circumstances and truly unsafe circumstances that she's in.
Is this the lady who was just here?
Yes.
Okay.
The thing is, there are a couple of things that did seem to sort of get glossed over. At the last magistrate hearing, you specifically said that if Mr. Osborne or Mr. Aberman advertised his properties, he was going to get a $1,000 a day fine. Today, we find out that indeed he actually still is advertising, and yet you didn't impose a lien. Second of all, the only evidence—I don't even think it's evidence—Ms. Davis has stated that previously. There were properties that were previously believed to be unoccupied that are now occupied. And the evidence that was presented was water bills, which, as Ms. Oswald said, all of his properties are on water bills, the same water bill. I say those currently occupied properties that were at the last meeting determined to be unoccupied. Sir, I believe Mr. Aberman has moved people in to those properties against your orders because you said they were to remain vacant. Now suddenly there are people there, and the only evidence has been a water bill, which isn't even in their names. I'd ask that our city code enforcement look into being able to prove beyond doubt, not just a possibly fabricated lease agreement, but actually look at when were the electrical bills put in somebody's names so that they can prove that those properties were occupied. I don't think they were. I think it's very possible that Mr. Aberman has moved people in to delay, once again, this process. You have an individual who provided photographs to code enforcement showing people moving in to property a property that was supposed to be kept vacant. I just found out that the property at 358 Nautilus that got me involved in this nightmare mess after the hurricane, that Mr. Aberman was granted a rental license in May for a house that still has not passed a roof inspection. He did not pull a permit for a roof. The roof was put on by guys. It wasn't a contractor that put on the roof. This is all documented because I just came from the office. I've got an appointment with Michael Garrett. But he was given a rental license on property that never passed inspection. A permit never pulled for a roof. This is not cooperation on Mr. Aberman's part. His attorney couldn't even get here on time today. That's pretty blatant. And I'm sorry, but I don't see this as compliance at all. He's advertising. He's possibly moving people in. I'm sorry. I don't see that as compliance, sir. And I'm very, very sorry that you didn't allow input on each of these properties prior to issuing your orders.
Do it now.
Your Honor, for the record...
Just a second. First off, for the record, the properties that we were told were unoccupied that are still unoccupied, we gave GEA Seaside Investments 5 days to remove all advertisements or they'd be fined. We then discover here that contrary to our previous meeting, properties that the city thought were unoccupied were in fact occupied. Okay. Well, the fact of the matter is, when we entered this determination, it was on the basis of a representation from a city official that these properties were unoccupied. That turned out to be mistaken. Okay. So, that having been said, does anybody else want to be heard before we conclude this meeting?
I would like to put for the record that on the property she's talking about, Nautilus, we actually were awarded, we did apply for a permit. There was an inspection that was taking place, and we were given a rental license. I just want to put that for the record.
If and when that matter shows up on an agenda, then we'll be addressing it in detail.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Now, okay, the city has heard a number of concerns from various citizens. Is there anything more that we need to consider before we conclude this meeting as far as the tasks that are before us? My objective is to bring Mr. Averman into compliance in each and every one of these properties, and I won't hesitate to fine him if and when I think it's appropriate.
No, sir, we have nothing else we need to address today.
Okay. Does that conclude this morning's agenda?
Yes, sir, it does.
All right, this meeting's adjourned.